Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Resh Mem Vav, and we are up to Sif Hey. The mitzvah Ba'inan. The mitzvah. What do we require? We require to do the mitzvah. Kol Shir Orach Adas Shiyehe Avos. So what he's saying is, the mitzvah really, we'll see, the ideal mitzvah, meaning the way you're supposed to ideally get from Avi and tell us, the whole length of the Hadas should be Avos. However, Likuva Birova, however, minimally to be Yote, okay, most of it has to be Avos, which we were talking about. Avos means, right, Mishulash, means having it a three in a whorl, whorl. And if you have that, you will be Yotze. Comes the Rama, and he adds, Vafilu Eino Birosho. He comes and he adds, and this is even if, what? Even if it is not at its top, meaning even if it is not Avos on the top of the stem. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif Katan Yud Ches. So he says, Hai Ulikuva Beru Rubo. So minimally, you have to have Rov of the stem of the Hadas. To be a kosher hadas has to be avos. So what does that mean? Hainu shadas shesheurohu lo yoser mishneim asar gudolin kidulakaman besiman tav resh nun. Meaning the hadas, as we're going to see coming up, its required length to be a kosher hadas is no more. Meaning to be a kosher hadas, it did not need to be more than, or minimally, it has to be 12 thumb breadths. That's what gudolin are. And that's what we see later on Siman Tuf Resh Nun. Now, just to give you a perspective here, a thumb breadth, which is called a gudal in Hebrew, that is the measurement across the widest point of an average thumb. So I think this part of the thumb, okay, which is basically the middle of the knuckle. And this, again, is equivalent to 1/4 of a tefach. So you got that? So a gudal is 1/4 of a tefach. So which comes out as follows. In contemporary terms, it's about 2 to 2.5 centimeters. But we'll see that as follows, that what basically comes out is, if we're talking 12 gudalim, so do the math. So that is how many tefachim? Three tefachim. And that's the minimum length of a hadas. Now we'll see, there are going to be different opinions, but that's the strictest approach to the hadas, and that it has to be minimally 3 tvachim, which is 12 gudal. Now, that's in terms of the minimal shear of a kosher hadas. Let's say you have a hadas that's much bigger than that. It's more than 12 gudal. So what he's saying is, the whole hadas does not have to be avos, does not have to be mishulash. Ain't sarach, continuing on in Mishnah Berurah, ain't sarach avos bikulo. It does not need to entirely be avos. Rak shiva gudalin, yeah, avos. All you require is 7 out of the 12, so you have rov as opposed to 6 and 6, has to be avos. Dahainu, what that means is, shlosha alim bichol kain. You're going to need in each kain, in each wool, you're going to need 3. Out of those, 7. V'achamisha gudolin afilu nechzer legamrei, and the 5 gudolin, even if what? Even if it is nechzer legamrei, even if you don't have any of it, shenashu olav, the leaves fell off, o shalo hayu avos, or what? Or it wasn't avos, so again, you have, we're now looking at the shear of a hadas. What's the shear of a hadas? The shear of a hadas is how big? 12. But you don't need to have all 12 mishulash. All you need is 7. And you can even have a bigger hadas than that, because all we really care about is the minimal shear. So you can cut off the bottom. Right? Just look at your 12 gudalim, that's your hadas, and as long as 7 out of those 12 are mishulash, it's going to be kosher. And if the other five doesn't have any leaves, or if it has it, if the other five gubelin are shota, meaning they have two and one, that's also okay. As long as you had seven super stack, right, cane that were mishulash. And that would be enough. That's all that's required for it to be avos. And that's what he says. Okay? Uvahadas, we're continuing on, shayu b'chol shir arko, shlosha alim b'chol kain. Now what happens if you have a hadas where the whole shear of its length were three alim, were three, you had three leaves, b'chol kain. So again, you start out with a hadas that across the whole length of its shear was mishulash. Okay, so that's great, right? But then what happened? B'nashar ala achas, and then one leaf fell off, mikol kain, berov shir orech hadas. And what happens if the majority of the wool of the canes lost one? So now you have the majority with only two leaves at each cane. So again, you started out with having 12 gudolim, it's mishulash all the way up. Now, one fell off of each cane to the point where you now have a majority of the hadas, 7 out of the 12 gudolim, with only 2 at each cane. But that wasn't the way it was originally. So this we saw referenced yesterday. And what did he say here? There's a machlokes. Yesh mezeh plukta bein harishonim. Here you have a machlokes and a rishonim. So what's fascinating is as follows. When we're talking about the length of the hadas, there for sure we say, if you have a majority of the length mishulash, that's totally fine, because you have a majority of the length of the hadas, mishulash, and that's going to be considered a good hadas. But now we're saying, you have the whole thing mishulash, but then what happens? Each one of those canes lost a leaf. So now each one only has rove of its leaves. But but rove of those leaves are going to leave you only with how many? 2 out of the 3. So now you have 7 gudals out of the 12 with not mishulash anymore. But it was originally mishulash, but one fell off. So he says, look what he says. Nashar Allah mikol kain berov shir achadas. Yesh mizeh plukta ben harishonim. Yesh machshirin. Some say it's kosher. Why? Because the nisha shnayim b'chol kain, since 2 remain at each wall, rubo kikulo. That's okay. You got 2 out of the 3 there. So 2 out of the 3 is rov. And therefore it's like you have what? It's like you have the whole hadas. Mishulash. Even though really, the metzias, 7 out of the 12 is not mishulash. Okay, that's what he says. Ki hechi the machshiran v'nashru mixas alav me'arko shel hadas. The same way we said in the length. If you have 7 out of the 12 gudolim mishulash, we say ruvo gekulo. It's like the whole hadas is mishulash. So too at each level, right? At each wall. If you have 2 out of the 3, that's row. So then you have all 3. However, yesh poslim. Others say no. Why? The svira lehu da yedeizeh lo nishar alav shem avos klal. He says here, because when it comes to avos, avos is not a din in a shear of what? Of 3 leaves. See, when we talk about the length, so we're talking about a shear, an amount. So we're talking about an amount, so ruvo kikulo, 7 out of 12 is rove of the amount. But when we talk about 3 leaves around one world, rove is not going to help you. Why? Because you need it, the mitzias, to be what? Avos. Circling around the stem. And therefore, this man d'amar passels. And that's what he says, we have a machlokes. The seer ludav, they zen lo nishar lo shev avos klal, they ain't avos el b'shlosha. For it to be avos, for it to be considered this braided, right, this stem of the braided tree, whatever you want to call it. To be avos, you need to have 3 around, the circling around the stem at each level, otherwise known as a wall. Ule'inyan halacha, naktinan lahakel bimkom atchak. And halacha l'maisa, you can be mekel b'makom atchak. If it's falling off, right? And you basically originally had mishulash, even if the majority now is left with 2, because shasat chak, you can rely on those that kasha. Okay? Why? Shekein eskimu kam achronim, since a number of achronim hold it, it's going to be good. So you can rely on it b'shasat chak. And then he says, the dafka kishin esharu lako upon him shnei alim b'chol kein. But it's only going to be good, obviously, if 2 out of the 3 remain. Davi ruba, because you need to have ro lako upon him. Aval im nashru shnei alim Berov shir orech adas. However, if 2 leaves fall out of each cane along the majority of the length of the hadas, that's obviously going to be pasul kulei alma. Because once 2 out of the 3 fall out, then it's possible. Now remember, we saw yesterday that if the majority fall out, it could be okay, but that's only if three remain. Right? If you have seven and four fall off, that's okay. But here, if you have three and two fall off, and you now have the majority of the length of the Hadas not having at least two remaining on it, that's going to be puzzle according to all. Okay, so we have some opinions that say, no, you need to have the majority still remaining with three. You need to have seven out of the 12 remaining with three. Then we saw certain posts say, no, if two remain on it, even if it's in the majority, you can be Yotze, and he said, you're lying, but if two out of the three fall off, and that takes up now the majority of the length of the 12 Gudolim of the Hadas, then everyone holds this puzzle. And then he says, Vimkein. And now he relates back to what we saw yesterday. Vimkein, but Makom Shenoagin, let's say, Spadasim Shel Shnayim, Agave Shnayim. He says, based on this, in those places, remember the Ramah, again, the Gra took issue with this. Remember the Ramah said that there are places that rely on two above two. He says, in those places, like we saw, the Hagah, Kidlel Bagah, so for sure, Im Nashar Allah Achas Mikol Kain. There, if you rely on two and one fall off, so once again, if that happens, Barov Shir Orech Hadas, in the majority of the length of the Hadas, that's going to be obviously Pasul Lekulayama, Pasul according to all the Lo Nisharuba, because you're not going to have Rov. Again, we saw yesterday that the Gra, the Achronim say, you should really not rely on the Hadasim where you have two above two, or two with one above it, right, which is a Hadas Shota, or worse. But the Ramah tried to go ahead and be done with Kafschus on those communities. We saw that one Halacha L'maisa, we talked about this yesterday, that they point out, the Shaar HaTzion points this out, that what you should do in a situation where you have two above two, not where originally it was three. Okay? Where it was originally three and now it's two over the length, you can rely on the Shaar HaTzion. But if it's two, like we said yesterday, two with two above it, two above it, that's the way it is naturally, you should only use it without a bracha, and you should have kavana that you're only yotze if it's actually good. If it's not, it should be like a rock. That's what the Shaar HaTzion says. Let's move weiter. Zion. Oh, sorry. Vav. Yavshu alav pasul. He says here, if the leaves dry out, it's going to be pasul. Kamshu kasha. But if it merely wilts, then it's going to be kasha. And now we move on to what is considered beyond wilting to the point of it being considered dry. So he says, Zion. Shira yavashus. What is the degree of something dry that's going to pasul? He says, "Afilu im nifrach b'tziporim." This is even if the leaves crumble with the pressure of the fingernail. Im adayim yerukim hay, if they're still green, kasha. It's going to be what? It's going to be kasha. Ve'einam nekram yaveshim, and they're only going to be considered dry. Ela kishayalbinu pneim. When it comes to the adasim, you remember by the lulav we had a machlokes, whether crumbling versus getting white. Here, we're seeing that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that all we have is this opinion. That even if it's going to crumble, it's not going to be pasul unless what? Unless it turns white. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan Zion. I have a chaf in Zion. Sif katan chaf. We skipped the test? Oh. Yashikayach, man. Okay, we'll come back. We'll come back to chaf in a second. Let's look at your test. So he says, afilu eno berosho, even if it's not in the rosho. What is he talking about here? I know we lost the flow here, but what he was talking about, even if it's not mishulash at the top, as long as you have what? As long as you have the majority of the shear of the length of the hadas, it's going to be okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, kigon shemalamata ad rubo, yotze b'chol kein v'kein shlosha alim. Meaning, below it, up until the majority, you have what? You have a mishulash. Ulamala, and above it, nashu alav, the leaves fell off. Oshu enu avos, or it's not avos. Gam kein is going to be kasha. The afal gam to be yavshu alav. And even though, as we're going to see coming up now, when it comes to the dry leaves, we're going to see the pasak, we're going to see in sitches, the eno kasher, ki imkish in ishtairu b'chol bad shlosha alim lachin berosho dafka. We're going to see in sitches, and we're talking about relying on a moist hadas. You require the top of the hadas to be moist. Shamatam, there the reason is mishum hadar. That has nothing to do with avos. That has to do with it being hadar. And hadar is nikar. That's when is it recognizable? When it's hadar, shehu berosha, when it's on its top. Avalkam mishum avos, but if you're requiring stam avos, dai b'chol makom, that's going to be enough. In other words, what he's saying here is as follows. Here you have a moist lulav. So you have a moist lulav,
You don't need to have it meshulash on top. Even if it's meshulash below, again, it's not the ideal. Even if it's meshulash below, you're still going to be yotze, as long as you have the majority of the shear of the hadas, 7 out of the 12 agudalim, that are going to be meshulash. Later, when it talks about having a dafka moist on top, that's when the whole rest of the hadas is dry, and you want to be able to kasher it. So there you need the top part of the hadas to be moist in order for it to be hadar, and that has to be on the top. So he's saying it's a different din, and now we move back into ches, which we already saw that, we move back into Zion, where we saw as follows, that the shear of the yevashus has to be where it turns white, as opposed to what? As opposed to just crumbling. So now look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kaftan Chaf, Kishayalbinu Pneihem, it has to get white. Meaning, La'achar Shenifrach B'tziporim, meaning, it has to, number one, crumble. And besides crumbling, it has to also get what? It has to also get white. Meaning, he's not saying here that it could be white without it crumbling. It's saying crumbling is not enough. It has to be something that would be crumbled with your fingernail, with your fingers, and with your nails, and it would get white. With the MS, ain't no matsui. And the truth is, he says, you don't really have it, but it's sheyabinu panav, below your nifrach b'tziporim. And he says, really, the truth is, once it's going to be white, you don't have a situation of it not crumbling with your lot, with your fingers. And therefore he says, when it's already white, vada yaveshu. Once it's white, it's going to already, for sure, crumble. Umisha eino baki b'zeh shir. And he says, as someone who's not an expert in this shir, mashma b'tamim deyim, he says, it's mashma in the sefer tamim deyim, sheyachal l'shah, you know how you could find out? Al yidei sheyashra osa yomo yumayim b'mayim. Put it in water for a day or two, and if it comes back in yachzeru l'chmos shehayu b'mishmushan u'b'marayan, if it comes back to its texture and appearance, then adayin lechem hev is considered moist. Vim lav, if it doesn't come back, then it's yavesh. Okay. Now, what he was saying here about this halacha here that you require it becoming white, so it comes out that by the hadas and the lulav, halacha lemaisa, they're considered dry once the leaves have turned white. Now there, remember by the Ramah, quoted an opinion that the leaves of the lulav have to also crumble under pressure from a fingernail. Now, that by a lulav only happens after its leaves turn white. So that's why you can have another opinion. But here, and that was a Mekel Dika opinion, which we said we don't really, rely on. But here what it's saying is once it's white, then for sure it also crumbled. Okay? That's the basic verb. Hadas, okay, you're gonna have a situation where it could crumble before it turns white. Okay? And that's gonna be kosher at that point. Then he goes on. He says, Kasava Prima Gadim, the biyavesh eta hadas. What happens if the stem gets dry? So he says, "Afilo alam heim adayin yerukim pasul." Because if the stem is dry, but the leaves are moist and green, it's going to be pasul. The Bukure Yaakov, he's masig alzeh. V'daito the biyaveshus ha'etz lo shayich psul klal. He says no such thing. He says the stem being dry is irrelevant. In fact, he says there's no such thing. Once the stem is dry, so then for sure the leaves are going to be dry as well. Ad kan v'lo yoseh. Yashikayach. Tomorrow, it's going to be not long.